Yeah, it's been really good, actually. I think often when there are unions of or mergers or whatever you want to call it, marriages of agencies and cultures coming together, often they're quite diverse. And I think what's been interesting is that for us, actually, we're probably more similar than we are different. And we have a lot of capabilities which overlap, which is actually why one of the reasons why we were doing it. There was no point in us competing in the same space. We might as well, you know, collaborate and be stronger. And, you know, I think that, but also there are some differences in the services we offer, a little more consulting and sort of more of a business transformation from the, rather than just marketing transformation, which is sort of, marketing transformation is probably more where Razorfish came from, a bit more business transformation is probably where Sapient came from historically. But both have big credentials in creativity and technology, and as we know from the group, the alchemy of creativity and technology is really where we see the opportunity to transform our clients' businesses. So, you know, so the union has been a good one. And it's, you know, the scale is a big difference for us. So we were kind of the smaller partner in it. We, you know, a couple of thousand or more employees, but Sapient having like 10,000 employees. So it's like, you know, that's, so culturally, I think that's been a bit of a an interesting thing to kind of work with, but ultimately that, I think that skill's going to be an advantage, particularly for the big programs we want to do or big initiatives. I think having scale can be an advantage for clients.